I'm Sean Crawford for Illinois Issues. I'm joined by Brian Mackey, who covers the State House for us. Brian, Illinois lawmakers approved a state budget this week before leaving the Capitol, ending the spring session. Normally, that is not a shocker, but in Illinois recently, getting a budget's been quite the challenge. What changed this time?
You know, I think there's two things that I would focus on as sort of the defining events that made this budget agreement possible. One was last year's end of the impasse, which of course ended with higher tax rates for all of us on our income taxes here in Illinois. And because of that, there's a lot more money flowing into state government coffers, and that makes passing a budget a lot easier because you don't have to make as many difficult choices about making cuts or stretching your dollar as far as you can. The other thing that I think made a big difference is Governor Rauner's performance in the Republican primary. He barely won against State Representative Jeannie Ives just by about 3 percentage points. And I think that was a signal to a lot of lawmakers that maybe he wasn't quite as fearsome a presence. And so the Republican leaders set out to work with the Democratic leaders in the legislature. They kept the governor out of the room, but they did, crucially, they say, have the governor's budget people in the room. And that allowed them to make what they say is a lot more detailed spending plan for the state of Illinois and a lot more traditional and normal and kind of the way things used to be when government was less dysfunctional than it has been of late.
So what do we need to know about this budget? What is in this spending plan?
It's all together about $80 billion, but most people, when they talk about the state budget, focus on what's called the General Revenue Fund, or as our friend Charlie Wheeler likes to say, the state's main checking account. And that's about $38.5 billion. That's significantly more than last year. They say that revenue actually jumped because of some changes in the federal tax law, and there was also a court settlement and a number of other factors that have brought in a little bit more money than expected. So higher education, state universities are going to be seeing about a 2 percentage point increase. Elementary schools, K through 12 and high schools, are going to be seeing the increase that was contemplated as part of that big funding overhaul last year. There are also going to be some cuts to some human services, as well as the Department of Corrections is going to be seeing a relatively small cut. Legislators say that's because there are literally thousands fewer prisoners over the last few years, that they're able to get away with spending less money there. But this also comes at the same time that we're hearing about program cuts at the Department of Corrections, and the department is under a lot of pressure to increase the quality of its care for people with mental health problems. So that's something to keep an eye on.
And what is not in this budget?
What's not in this budget is any sort of a tax cut, and that certainly drew criticism from some Republicans, although, as you said, this did pass pretty overwhelmingly, but there were a number of Republicans who still voted against it, particularly in the House. They say that the governor has campaigned on, you know, how terrible the tax increase was last summer, and yet he and the Republican leaders and the Democrats who are pushing this budget have decided to spend all of that money from the tax increase.
And since there was overwhelming support for this budget, will it still be an election year issue, especially heading into the governor's race over the next few months?
Anything that can possibly be an election year issue will be made into an election year issue, yes. Although the governor has put out a statement saying he will take action to enact the budget, which I suppose means he's going to sign it. In that sense, maybe it won't be quite as heated as if he had vetoed it, but we certainly know that one of his big talking points is going to be how he still doesn't like that tax increase and wants to lower taxes, even though, again, he is spending all the money from the tax increase.
That's Brian Mackey at the Illinois State House. For Illinois Issues, I'm Sean Crawford.